owes me.
And the list goes on down the line. When the list goes on.
I'm right in the middle of the talking, and then I hear, and the list goes. Like, okay, we're going live.
We need to get that new intro done. We need new intro. We need new graphics.
Definitely need
merch.
New graphic.
Need new merch as well. I've been pushing for new merch forever.
Yeah, we got to get a designer to do that stuff. Do you know a good designer that does merch? Merch designer?
I don't want to spend a lot of money on it, but there's some, I think, some pretty basic stuff we can put up on shop.fightful.
All right, we'll figure something out.
Com. Guys, thank you. It's The List Goes On. We're glad to have you here. So I'm dropping a story on Fightful Select imminently. But what I like to do on Wednesdays is come here and talk to you guys about it. And a big topic last week was the Jon Moxley-Rey Fénix match. In case you had any doubt, Rey Fénix was not supposed to win the International Championship, Jimmy. Was not supposed to happen. Jon Moxley was supposed to win. Now, I know a lot of people were pointing at the pile driver and saying, like, oh, my God, it was irresponsible. Me too. But it I think he got hurt well before that.
Looked like it.
And an audible was called. Rick Knox does have heat on him within the company. And I think as he should.
Yep.
This is not the first time this happened, Jimmy. And unfortunately, this could have gone really, really badly. It went bad enough. But Moxley ended up, you know, at least telling people that he was okay, telling people close to him. In fact, one of the people I talked to was like, he said, don't you know who you're talking to about stuff like that? However, it changed a big plan, Jimmy. After the match, Moxley was supposed to win and he was supposed to be confronted by a non-AEW wrestler. I don't know who it was supposed to be, but this was supposed to be a challenge for WrestleDream. And I was told that it was completely canceled when Rey Fénix won the match. Now, I don't know if it's because they didn't want to do that, they wanted to wait and see, or if like that person couldn't appear with Rey Fénix or anything. Because, you know, there's a lot of issues that surround that type of stuff. But there was a plan to set up Jon Moxley's match at WrestleDream. The person was there, and then they just had to axe it because of what happened. Yikes.
I got a couple questions.
Yeah.
Do you know if Tony Khan delivered the message to Rick Knox to do the title switch because Mox was hurt?
I do not know. I will try to find that out, but okay. I do not know.
I'd like to know because, like, with all due respect to Mox, and I understand that Mox is kind of like a prominent guy, if I'm Tony Khan and my talent calls that, makes that decision, I'd be pretty upset.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know. The other thing is, it looked to me like after the first pile driver, Mox is telling Knox to make the count.
Yep.
And Knox didn't. And then Fénix did the pile driver a second time. Is that how it went down?
Pretty well, from what I understand. Yes.
Okay.
And I got somebody saying it wasn't RVD. Heard people say it was RVD. It was not RVD. From what I understand, it was not Rob Van Dam that was the plan there. And that sucks. Like, listen, a lot of people I know like Rick Knox. I'm not saying anything bad about him as a person, but you got your job is to take care of the talent.
I agree.
That's it.
I agree. Job, if I'm being honest, I've never been a fan because he's a really bad tag team referee. When the Bucks are in there, they go buck wild for 5 minutes.
Now, I've said this a million times and I wish they would do it. Referees should have personalities and wrestlers should play off of that. If you are the Young Bucks, you should want Rick Knox as the referee. Like, even have a discussion in a promo. Like, we can get away with anything if he's the ref.
And I think he always is for them. It feels like he always is.
Well, yeah, and Aubrey's always the ref for Jericho matches because the veterans get to pick who they want to ref their match. Like, right. That's how it is. But within the context of the show, I think that should be more of a thing where it's like, you know what? I don't want Aubrey because she's going to enforce these rules. And FTR, even though, you know, they might be heel characters, they want Aubrey because Aubrey upholds the rules. And one, like, you know, Rick Knox just doesn't care, or Bryce will let things go except for foreign objects. Like, I think they should have their own personalities, not to where they're overwhelming or anything like that. But
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, always treat the matches like a shoot. Jesus Christ.
I agree, especially when you know the guy. So I think he got hurt on that dive to the floor. It looks like he hit his back of his head on the floor.
During my first match, I had a referee who did not count. I had a crucifix pin on. And I can't remember what I said, but I was like, motherfucker, do you know how to count? I was so frustrated because the guy's shoulders were down and I'm just holding the pin and it makes me look stupid when the ref isn't down there counting. And I'm like,
so why wasn't he?
Because he sucked. He was garbage. He wore a baseball cap in the ring.
He didn't know it was a count. He didn't know it was a cover.
I was like, you know how this works, right? I'm going to do your job for you because I will, and I'll count a lot faster than you. But a good ref makes a big, big difference. We also had an awful lot of news on FightfulSelect.com earlier about some upcoming plans. As of this weekend, the last I heard was Wheeler Yuta and Ricky Starks for Wrestle Dream. Fine. Ricky Starks should win that match, though. He should absolutely win that match. So there was a lot of confusion about the Saraya thing. Saraya had posted this week that her gear was stolen. However, there was also a guy that was selling gear and belongings from a storage unit. And I reached out, like, she doesn't care about the storage unit. That thing's like over 10 years ago and she just stopped paying it. Like, does not care about that. The thing that she cares about is the recent gear that was stolen from an AEW venue because it was taken off a truck and left near the locker room and the chest of gear was just stolen. And it's a lot of recent gear that she very clearly spent a lot of money on. So it's completely unrelated to the storage unit thing. It's just not the same. So for those of you that are like, oh, she's trying to keep her storage unit out and trying to switch, it has nothing to do with
right.
Also, MJF, he landed a role in the Justice League animated movie. He did this over a year and a half ago. Like, I don't think you're going to see him promoting it because there's still some strikes going on, even though WGA solved theirs. He can't promote it anyway. But, like, this is a role that he did, I want to say, either late 2021 or early 2022. But, I mean, it's something that was going on before the Double or Nothing controversy and all that as well.
He's in the Von Erich one too.
Yeah.
And he's coming in around Christmas time, I think. I want to say something. Wheelchair Hulk asked a question. He said, TKO stock is down 20% since the merger. Is that normal in the business world after mergers? Two-pronged answer. So in the short term, it is common for a stock to drop after a merger. However, Wall Street did not like the SmackDown deal.
Yeah.
Because WWE was looking to get at least 300 mil. Per year. They ended up getting 280, but they got 280 on a lesser station. And so Wall Street didn't like the deal. That's a big reason why the stock dropped.
Were you surprised by that?
No. No.
Interesting.
No. Do you remember when they went to Fox and all of the grand publicity and the Rock's on the first episode and they had a red carpet? And I think Vince McMahon went so far as to say that this is going to be the start of a new era, you know, like the new whatever you call it, the new run, the new peak, whatever. And it didn't happen. But that was the mentality going into, we're back on broadcast television. You know, that was the mentality. And now they're back on USA and they're going to see a drop in viewership. It's just going to happen, but they're getting more money. So as the quarters go on and they're reporting record quarters, the stock will go up again. But short term, Wall Street didn't like it. That's how it is.
Oh, man.
I want to talk to you about something, unless you got something else to talk about.
Go ahead.
So you know how WWE, they kind of have this habit of choosing certain outlets, right? So like they gave ESPN the Jade Cargill thing as an example. On Raw on Monday, they talked about how Elimination Chamber in Australia, it's going to be a whole week of events, and they cited the West Australian. So the West Australian was the outlet that they gave this news to that they're going to do a week of events. Well, the West Australian reported something else. And I thought it was interesting that it was the same outlet that they gave the news to about a week of events in Australia. The West Australian reported on the weekend that The Rock might be at Elimination Chamber. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? That's going to be the last PLE premium live event before WrestleMania. And now they're, you know, they didn't pull that out of their ass.
No.
Like somebody must have told them something.
They don't suddenly have wrestling sources.
Right.
That's what I was saying about like Wall Street Journal whenever they broke the Vince news. Like they didn't suddenly develop a bunch of wrestling sources.
Right, like, right. And they didn't conjure it up.
No, they didn't conjure it up.
Yeah. So that tells me something's going to happen. And that tells me that Rock might be headed to Elimination Chamber. And so I'm going to be very interested to see where they go with this. The thing I was wondering is, do you think they're going to be in Australia and they have been teasing on social media, The Rock and Grayson Waller, right? A little bit. They've been going back and forth a little bit. Do you think that they would feed Grayson Waller in Australia to The Rock? Or do you think the fans would eat it up regardless? Cause it's The Rock.
Yes, I think that they will have Grayson Waller heel in Australia and say that's why he moved, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Because I could see them going in that direction. Give Rock an easy one.
For sure.
And then he gets Roman at WrestleMania. So interesting. We'll see what happens.
Oh, guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.